Dead Silent, written by Helen H. Durant and read by Jonathan Keeble.
Prologue. In the thick fog of an early morning, a small white van could just be seen weaving through the pouring rain along a distant country road.
"You've let me down, Vida. We were doing just fine, but that wasn't good enough for you, was it?"
The man driving slammed his fist down on the dashboard. There were hot tears running down his face. He brushed a rough hand over his cheek. He could hardly see a thing. What with the tears, the rain pelting down hard, and the fog, he was really up against it. Why did the weather have to be so foul when he had so much to do?
"You knew I loved you. I never gave you any reason to doubt it. We didn't need anyone else. We agreed. So why did you do it? You could have had anything. Anything at all but that."
He was screaming now, his eyes darting to the reflection in the rearview mirror. There was no reply from the shape lying in the back.
"We talked. You said you felt the same as I did. But you didn't, did you? You still went and got yourself pregnant, lying bitch. All along you had no intention of keeping our little bargain. I can't do it, Vida!"
Screaming, shaking his head as the anger built again.
"You can't blame anyone else for what's happened. It's all your own stupid fault."
The fog was so thick that the white van was now crawling along the narrow ribbon of a road, one of the country lanes above Hope Cross. He'd have been better off on the bypass.
"You can't control yourself. That's your trouble. That's been the trouble with all of you stupid slags. 10 weeks, Vida. That's all we had before you ruined everything,"
he sobbed.
"After all I said, I poured my heart out, you selfish bitch. Stupid, selfish bitch. You deserve what you've got coming, and more besides, for putting me through this."
Almost blind with tears and rage, he swung onto the slip road that led down to the dual carriageway. It was devoid of traffic. On a normal day, it would have been busy, even at this early hour of the morning. But today, in the fog, it was quiet. No need to crawl then, he decided, putting his foot down. The van sped along towards Leesden. He wasn't sure where he was going, where he was going to drop Vida off. He rubbed his forehead. He hadn't thought this through. The others had been easier. He'd simply kept them. But he didn't want to keep this one. Things were changing, and for the worse, so he'd get rid of her. But then all the others would have to go too. He was beginning to calm down. He had to think. It wouldn't be so bad. It'd be good to be rid of her. He wouldn't have to look at her whining face or scrawny body ever again. Suddenly he saw a shape looming up in front of him. A dark mass was blocking the road, and the occasional flame licked across the blackened sky. What the fuck was this? A car crash? Some sort of pile-up due to the weather? He strained his eyes to see, but in the fog he could make nothing out. He skidded to an abrupt halt behind a large saloon car. The lights were out, and the bonnet had sprung up and was all twisted and bent. Spirals of steam rose from the engine. A man was screaming in pain in the front seat.
"I'm trapped!"
he yelled out, seeing the headlights behind him.
"I can't move my legs! Ring for help, please! For God's sake, do something!"
The van driver stood and looked at the scene in front of him. Multiple vehicles had ploughed into each other. Apart from the one man, an eerie silence, almost as thick as the fog itself, permeated the scene. No one moved. No one was coming. This was an opportunity he couldn't afford to miss.
"How'd you get, bitch?"
He pulled a woman's body from the back of the van. He heard her feet thud hard on the tarmac, and he dragged her over to the saloon car.
"This is the last time you cross me. I'll teach you to want what you can't have."
He yanked open one of the rear passenger doors and bundled her inside. She didn't make it easy for him. Right to the end, she was a pain in the backside. She was so heavy, a dead weight.
"Good riddance."
He riffled through the back of his van for a few minutes and returned with a petrol can. He casually emptied the contents under the saloon car to increasing shrieks and screams for help from the trapped man. Surely he'd got it by now. There was no help coming. Enough of this noise. He had things to do, places to go. He struck a match, casually flicked it under the car and walked away. Within a split second, the vehicle was ablaze. Like all the rest, Vida was now history.